Cook's injury?
I don't know much about it right now. They're going to evaluate him further after the game here, but we'll see where he's at, you know, tonight and tomorrow before we make a determination on that. But it is a bicep injury.
What were your overall impressions of the way your team played tonight?
You know, obviously I was pleased with the win, pleased with the young guys at the end making a play. CJ, I thought, did a nice job there. Obviously the interception in the end zone and to finish it. And that was kind of my message to the young guys was, hey, you know, we don't substitute, and I don't substitute guys back. I mean, whoever's in the game at the end is going to win the game for us, and they did a great job. But overall, there's a lot of areas that we can continue to improve on. You know, I thought that obviously to start the game with the special teams turnover and then to score offensively was obviously a positive. And the way I think our first defense kind of got after them a little bit too was very, very pleasing. You know, and then after that, 11 penalties and things like that can't happen. Even in preseason, you want to be able to clean those things up. But overall, pleased with the win, but a lot of work left to do.
Doug, what did you see good and bad out of Carson Wentz?
You know, it was an opportunity to get him into the game early, there right before the half, and get his feet wet and see if he could get that two-minute drive going, and had some opportunities there. But he came out and he was in the right frame of mind. He was excited and looking forward to playing, and made a couple tough runs, you know, for us, which we needed, and then completed the ball, you know, where it needed to be. You know, by no means is he perfect or anybody was perfect tonight, but pleased for his first outing, and then just got to continue to work with him, you know, on a daily basis and get him where he needs to be.
Doug, I saw you on the sidelines there with the coach, with Carson. He was looking at the video, and obviously, what did you try to help him? Obviously, it was a coaching situation.
Yeah, that particular play that I had called was actually a cover two thought, and we got the coverage that we needed, and I just wanted to show him that he needed to get his eyes back. So I was just showing him, you know, just kind of coaching him on that deal. That's the nice thing about having video now on the sidelines is being able to see that live action like that, and then see the actual replay and just coaching him up on that play. And those are the things that he'll get better at when he understands the offense more and more. Those are plays that are designed for specific looks. And you know, I just want him to see that look and understand the next time we put him in that situation, he'll make that play.
Coach, how do you feel about your passing in terms of blocking and also your receiving play as well?
Yeah, you know, it's not where it needs to be. Obviously, we struggled there a little bit, and it's in too much pressure actually on the quarterback starting with Chase in the game, and that's something we gotta look at on tape, and we gotta make the corrections and keep working. I mean, by no means is this a finished product, and just looking forward to getting to work on Saturday.
Are you going to play the first team offense one series all along? Are you going to put a touchdown play?
You know, I was my intention was to get maybe, you know, 8, 12, 15 plays with them, but at the same time they scored on their first drive, and I made the decision to pull them out, and I thought they handled that situation very, very well. I mean, to go out there and dominate like they did early in the ball game and to punch it in, it was a great run. It was a, you know, one of those sort of big boy type plays down in the low red area, and Ryan finished it off. So I just made the call right then just to get them out and let's get the rest of the guys in the game.
Are you preparing for or concerned about Lane Johnson's suspension?
You always got to be mindful of that, obviously, in the back of your mind. And you know, it's something that I'll visit with Coach Stallen this week, and we'll evaluate where we need to go from here. And you know, if that's the case, if it's upheld, then we gotta be prepared to make some moves. And until it happens, we go full steam. But at the same time, we also know we got to be smart about it to have people ready to go if it is upheld.
When do you expect to know?
I really don't know. You know, it's out of our hands. It's out of my hands. So, you know, I really don't know.
Is the word that he was upheld? What would be
upheld? I mean, I guess if the suspension is upheld and he's if it starts week one, you know, if the 10 game starts week one.
Have you notified in any way then?
I haven't, you know, but you know how these things go. I'm sure there's going to be an appeal process and all that, but, you know, it's out of my hands.
So it sounds like you're saying, you know, he's going
to
be
in the I have to anticipate that there's a chance, yes, and it would be smart on my part to have a plan B if that's the case.
Does that mean that you'll be rotating in different players at right tackle?
Yes, yes. You know, that's something with Coach Stoutland and I. We'll make that decision to see who's the next best available, and maybe maybe somebody that maybe hasn't played there, you know, this spring or this summer. It could be a guy that's already been there. So we just gotta make all those combinations work, in the next couple of weeks. So you know, we're still in training camp mode, and then we got time to figure those out.
Maybe somebody who's not on the team now.
Well, no, we've got it. We've got the bodies. It's not that. You know, we've got the bodies. We've got the guys that can definitely fill that role.
Are you going to be disappointed if the allegations are accurate?
Yes. Yeah, I'll be disappointed. But at the same time, you know, it's out of my hands. But, again, I've got to focus on the whole football team.
So, have you had a chance to talk to Lane Johnson about it? What did you discuss with him about it?
No, you know... No, I haven't, to be quite honest. And again, until something further is decided, you know, we're going full steam ahead.
How do you? I mean, obviously, with the Austin Faison suspension, you know, Jason Peters, you know, in and out, and now latest injury to Brooks. I mean, how does that affect like what you plan to do with the offensive line?
Well, you know, it like I said earlier, we have the guys and we have the bodies to fill in. I thought up to this point, I mean, Matt Tobin's done a nice job filling in for Jason Peters, and he continues to get better. If Lane's not there, I mean, there's, you know, you had Dennis Kelly and Big V's over there, and I know Alan Barber's played some tackle in the past, and there's some combinations that can be worked out, as you know, to make this thing go.
Doug, you had said after the incident with Nelson Aguilar, that you had to talk to him. You came and met with us and said, I have talked to him. Now you said the same thing with Lane. Is that just the way you handle things? Is there any reason you don't, when you hear something like this, go right to the guy?
These guys are professionals, and you know, I talk to the team. When and if I talk to these guys individually, that's obviously a private matter, but at the same time, you know, They're grown men, and I got to treat them like grown men. They got to, you know, if something like this happens, I mean, you know, it is unfortunate, and sometimes you learn the hard way, and we'll cross that bridge when that time comes.
So how did you find out about the suspension, potential suspension, and the appeal? How did you find out?
I heard it just like you guys heard it.
So were you pleased with the way that your team sort of went to the right spots and functioned tonight? I mean, you've got two new schemes, offense and defense. You've got new coordinators. It seemed pretty, if not perfect, at least they knew where to go and got there. And there were no delay of game penalties. There weren't many alignment issues. Is that a step in the right direction?
It is a positive step. And I thought, to the credit of the defensive side and Coach Schwartz, I thought, you know, defensively, they flew around and did what they had to do, and you know, the five turnovers is very positive. And to even the young guys, we had a couple of, you know, formation issues there in the second half with some of the young guys. It's just a matter of, you know, covering guys up or not being on the line of scrimmage. We had one of those tonight. So, you know, those are things we can clean up on tape, and they're all young guys, and it was good to get them in the football game. So when the next time they have the opportunity, they won't make those mistakes. But you know, to come away, you know, I've been around this game enough to know that sometimes in that first preseason game it can get a little more sloppy than what it was tonight, and you see more of those delay game penalties or, you know, things like that. But I was pleased from that standpoint.
What did you saw from Witt surprise you? Excuse me. As far as Chase Daniel,
what did you see?
Well, it was tough. It was a tough situation, and, you know, there wasn't a ton of time back there, obviously, as you know, to throw the ball, but he was able to move the team a little bit with the run game, and it's just hard to get into the rhythm when things are kind of, you know, as a quarterback and things are a little, they're not stable, not consistent. You know, we had some blocking assignment errors we got to fix, but for the most part, you know, he came out healthy, and we have another opportunity next week to get this thing better.
Did anything Wentz do surprise you or particularly impress you?
Carson? Oh, I love his toughness. I mean, you saw some of the shots he took tonight, and stood in the pocket and bounced back from some tough hits, and the fact that he was able to move the team. He got the 3 points. I was hoping to get him in the end zone and and let him taste what a touchdown felt like at the National Football League level. But, you know, we got next week to do that. But I was pleased overall with you know, what he did. We got to clean up some things, as we do a lot of areas, and get to work on Saturday.
What were you thinking when he slipped in the air there? What went through your mind?
Just kind of loved it. I wish he would have hurdled the guy instead of, you know, take one in the legs, because the guy was, you know, the guy's going low. On a big quarterback like that, they're usually not going to stay up. So I wish he would have hurdled. But the fact that he's done a lot of that in college, that was no-brainer for me.
Was his best series also his worst series? He really moves the team from the 17 down into the red zone, and it ends.
Yeah, it ended unfortunately. Again, he had the quick pressure, and the ball sailed high, and had the pick in the end zone there. But the fact that he got the team down there, and you know, again, it was just unfortunate. But all things that are fixable, all things that are correctable, for a young quarterback, it was a tremendous opportunity to get the amount of snaps that he got. And you know, I just look forward to next week again playing another game.
Doug, how was the experience for you? Your first time in the big chair in the game setting.
It was great. You know, I felt really relaxed. I was comfortable, at ease. I had a little bit of that nervous, anxious, you know, that excitement towards, you know, the beginning of the game. But, you know, once it kicked off, football is football, and it was just a matter of just trying to control your emotions. But at the same time, I felt real comfortable. I felt good calling the plays, and the headsets were great, and because that was a new system, you know, this year that they're using. So we had it was pretty flawless from that standpoint. But yeah, it felt great. All right, thanks, man.